It's 14 before 7 o'clock. A salute this morning to the typewriter industry. Boy, they've got typewriters today that do just about everything. And all of our secretaries here at Chum really know how to use typewriters, I'll tell you. Boy, they're very good typewriter girls. Well, anyway, that's what's on Hello Toronto this morning.
Hello?
You don't know me. We just want to get your opinion on something.
Oh, well, if it's...
Well, it's about the new system of teaching children to read by using typewriters.
Well, I'm more concerned with them not starting school early enough.
Mm-hmm.
This grandchild is 5, and if she'd been born 2 weeks earlier, she could have started kindergarten.
Oh, son of a...
Then she'd got to waste another year, some private little nursery school, doing finger painting.
Yeah.
No sort of learning to read at all.
Yeah.
But I know children can read.
Yeah.
My children could read in England fluently at 6.
Yeah.
An old-fashioned way, I suppose, of teaching them, but they could read it. I've got grandchildren in Richmond Hill. Failed. Let me see, she was 8. She failed. She did arithmetic all right, but it was reading that pulled her back. Something should be done. There was something in the Ottawa papers recently about learning to read from pictures, I think. I've forgotten what it was.
See,
there's quite a lot about sort of learning to read.
I know that. No, I'm not.
Oh, I don't know. I'm afraid I'm too old to do anything, you know.
Yeah. It's all nicely double spaced, you know.
My grandchildren all out of Toronto. It's not much I can do to help you.
Yeah. All of this is a nice...
I'm just taking your time.
No.
I taught in England I can't tell you how many years ago. I'm 76 now. So,
oh, bless you.
But I'm still very interested in, particularly in that English exam paper. So much trouble about quite a few.
They use the margin.
I have a bright child, bright grandchild at 8. Who is poor at reading? There's something wrong.
Well, can I say now?
Of course, I'm too far away to help.
Yeah.
So, if you were in Ottawa, that I could recommend my daughter to look into it. But you're not in Ottawa, so.
No.
And in Toronto, I have no grandchildren all around. You see, Ottawa and Richmond Hill and so forth.
Wish
you luck and or good business.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Might say that's what they call a shutout in Hello Toronto. Bobby Bond and I were talking just a couple of weeks ago about shutouts in hockey. Well, this morning, friends, you just heard a shutout on Hello Toronto. That lady scored 5 and I had a big 0. It's 11 minutes before 7 o'clock.